and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lurzel.
This is Stephanie Domingo.
I come to you from land belonging to the Lenape Nation today. I'm recording in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
I am recording in North Canton, Ohio, on land belonging to the Kaskaskia Nation. Look at me getting it right.
You got it.
I was practicing before this.
Did you like look up the correct pronunciation? Because I always like, whenever there's a word I'm not sure of, I just Google like how to pronounce blah, blah, blah.
I did not.
I mean, it sounds like it's probably right, but maybe for next time.
Next time.
I have done that a lot on the show before, like before we're recording. If I'm mentioning people's names and I don't know how to pronounce last names, I always look them up.
Yeah. No, you are better than me. Noted.
I've been like packing and moving stuff all day, so things are dusty. All right. So Beyond Reproach is, well, it's usually the show about scandals and scandalousness in American politics or government, but today is the mini-sode and we're just talking whatever the fuck we want.
When I was a kid at school learning the golden rule, teacher often used to say, if you don't tell a lie, there's not a reason why you can't be like Washington someday. How could Washington be a married man and never, never tell a lie?
We talking shit, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Smack. Talking smack. Oh, it smacks. God.
You need to stop. you must be.
Now I'm going to say it on purpose because it. sounded so dumb before.
It's all right. It's all right. You survived. Mm-hmm. You survived what you did to yourself.
I like literally heard it come out of my mouth and was like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
No. So happy Halloween, everyone.
Yes, it's Halloween. I forgot. Happy Halloween. Yes.
This mini is piggybacking off the last mini that you did about Halloween fears. Instead of talking about rainbow fentanyl or hocus pocus, putting a hex on your family through Disney Plus, I'm here to talk about the fake fear that's, I think, being taken the most seriously, and that is the fear of a crime wave that's just spreading around the country, just everywhere. God.
Criminals just doing performing crimes out here in these streets.
Performing crimes everywhere you look, crime. If you watched even a sliver of campaign ads over the midterms, you've seen it. Like I've been home in Ohio for less than a month and it is nonstop how aggressive, how just outrageous these ads are. One of my favorite ads is for the governor race in New York. I sent Tux a tweet with this ad. I would love for you to take a look at it now because it's really over the top. Thankfully, the race in New York is not at all close, but
oh, good.
Just the levels of desperation trying to persuade people to believe that they're living in a war zone is just outrageous. So
this fear of crime is real. Without warning, they turn to violent freakish.
Raging and actual violent crimes caught on camera in Kathy Hochul's New York.
It's getting much worse. Yes.
On Kathy Hochul's watch.
Oh my God.
Depends on it. It just might. Lee Zeldin for governor, because it's time our families feel safe again.
Right? Excuse me? Nobody's right? safe? Well, she's been governor for like 6 months, 9 months?
Yeah.
Is it? So I don't
turns
know.
Out, yeah, not a long time. Turns out half those videos are from before her time. And one of the
course.
Videos is from Oakland.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What's his name? Lee Zeldin?
Yeah.
You said he's not doing well, though.
He's not doing well. I mean, good. They don't send their best.
Sure.
This is not the A team, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, it's New York. I don't really see that happening anyways. But, like, you couldn't find anyone that was... I mean, this is the... If you're going to win a governor's race in a blue state, you better be sending your best. And yeah, clearly, not. Yeah,
no. So, of course, Law and Order talk is nothing new, especially around the midterms. This has been tale as old as time since the inception of this country. But I think the most popular example is Willie Horton, the guy who was released prison.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, crime has been a focal point in political campaigns forever and ever. Mainstream media, they love a crime narrative. They love to stereotype certain people as inherently violent. This way we must control them like animals. So crime is just a popular boogeyman. How do you pronounce that?
Boogie?
Boogeyman? Yeah.
Boogie, yeah.
Some people say, I've heard people say bogeyman.
Oh my.
Yeah. And I'm like, have I been saying it wrong the whole time?
The whole time? No, I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. I just say boogie.
Perfect.
Like boogie down.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that you're saying boogie down.
Yeah.
You know, like I mean, boogie down.
Yeah. You know, as you do.
As one does.
Exactly.
As you do.
Yes.
As you tuck.
I mean, yeah. I don't actually say boogie down very often, but that's...
I like the caveat very often.
So just a few times a year.
So what makes this current election season different from others is that there are no facts to support the fact that there's this explosion of crime in 2022.
I mean, facts don't matter in campaign ads.
I know.
Have they ever mattered in?
I think sometimes they try to at least tie it.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. Some parties.
Sometimes they try. Yeah, that's very loose.
Yeah.
But it has not stopped campaigns from spending all of their monies on, you know, these really splashy ads that show all these people committing crimes. I don't know. Did you see the opening scene of that ad? There was an old white man who was hit in the side of his head, like KO'd.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was nuts. The whole thing is just like petty crimes. People like getting, you know, people fighting in the street or whatever. Like that happens anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen under any governor or government. People get drunk. People do stupid shit. It's New York City. There's fucking how many millions of people that live here?
9 million.
Yeah.
Outrageous. Yeah. So every fall, the FBI publishes crime statistics. They collect data from state, regional, and just they use these national estimates for the number of murders, robberies, rapes, and other crimes. They take information from local precincts and sheriff departments. But in 2021, the FBI decided that they wanted more detail in their reporting. So there's a whole new system in place. And as a result, a lot of the larger police districts have not turned in their numbers. Several of the largest states, California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Florida, they have not reported their numbers. So as a result, there's only 65% of the U.S. population, a part of what little numbers that they have. It's about 65%, as opposed to it's usually about 95 to 98% recording by this time in November. So people are just, I guess they're late if they're going to turn them in at all this year. But it hasn't stopped journalists from saying that crime is out of control because
we don't have the data yet. So how are you going to?
Yeah.
How are you going to say that?
You're just going to say it. You get crime stats from the police and you just say it. But crime should be looked at as a trend. Crime, looking at crime that way, the numbers clearly show that there has been a dramatic decrease in crime since the 90s. Like that is undeniable. There was an uptick in murders in 2020. And since then, there's been a moderate increase. But even with the uptick in 2020, the numbers pale in comparison compared to the 90s.
Okay. I mean, that uptick in 2020 makes sense. Everybody was losing their minds in 2020.
Yeah. So it jumped by 30% in the biggest cities. Wow. I know. Wow. And that was the largest jump on record since they started following trends at scale.
I mean, so if you just like look at, sorry to interrupt, if you just look at like the way people interact when they go out to restaurants, especially when stuff first started to open back up again after everybody had been cooped up, the way people were interacting with other humans in the wild was wild. Scary. They were like being so nasty and mean to service staff. Like, of course murders went up. People were like out of it.
Yeah.
They forgot how to act.
The pandemic did a number on all of our brains. And so it was 30% in major metropolitan areas, but it was 25% in rural areas, which is often left out of the conversation, and 20% in suburban areas. So crime was up everywhere in 2020. Yeah.
That's, but yeah, as, I mean, that makes sense.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It makes total sense. But
they love to just try and paint it as like an urban issue, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
As a crime wave, especially leading up to an election as important as the election coming up next week. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is a good time for a little break.
Great.
All right.
So, have you ever thought about what would happen if your airline window popped out? Or if you could build a jetpack using only machine guns? Well, turns out you could, but you really shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jill Chacha, host of a podcast that's for folks who like learning about weird stuff. It's called, Well, That's Interesting. This is a comedy science-y show that tells the story behind the facts, and yeah, those stories are funny. It's the perfect way to learn and remember something, which is really useful now that we all have to make small talk again. Every week, I'll be joined with a guest who's coming in cold and learns everything in real time, just like you. Reactions are real, the facts are bizarre, and the laughter is plentiful. Listen to Well, That's Interesting wherever you do podcasts.
We're back. So the New York Times and the LA Times, they love themselves a crime headline. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the New York Times especially. What was that, like the Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah. I don't know why I said it. I was like, that was, why would I just say, oh, yeah?
Are you okay?
No.
I love it. So the New York Times, they love to blame BLM or cities controlled by Democrats as being the reason why things are so dangerous and crime is just out of control. Mm-hmm. And that's not supported by facts.
Yeah.
At all. And it is true that the cops had a bit of a coming out party in 2020 to non-marginalized people. They're like, oh, wait, the cops are bad?
Yeah.
No way. But their budgets have grown since the rise of BLM. And we aren't any safer, especially according to the news.
Yeah, that, I mean, police budgets never have anything to do with crime, like crime stats.
Nope, they sure don't. Like you said, murders were up during a really bad part of the pandemic and a year afterwards. And it makes sense if you think about it. Gun ownership also skyrocketed during that time. And that alone leads to higher rates of violent crime. It turns out more guns don't make us safer.
Imagine that.
You know what else was up during the pandemic? Alcohol consumption.
That is not shocking in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
All those Zoom happy hours.
Yeah, especially right in the beginning of the pandemic. I remember being so drunk all the time.
All the time.
Like, I am drunk on a Tuesday. Like, drunk on a Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we were going through it.
Hanging out the window, banging pots and pans together, holding a whiskey in one hand and like a wooden spoon in the other.
What a wild, wild time. But journalists, they don't often mention guns and booze because these two things make a lot of money. You can't say either one are bad in this country.
Yeah.
But what was down, the economy, like it shit the bed.
Yes.
And those few measly checks did very little for people who were on the margins.
Yeah.
but you can't bring up the checks because Americans had a kind of allergic reaction to people getting money for free.
Oh my God.
They were upset.
Yeah. I mean, we're still being upset, like the whole loan forgiveness and everyone's up in arms. Oh yeah. Like, totally. I don't get any money. I'm like, it's not for you.
Thank you. It's not for you. Why do you care?
Yeah.
Like, why is it crabs in the barrel shit? Mind your business.
Yeah.
When in doubt, mind your business.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't feel shocking if like we just did this for everyone all the time anyways. So like, just shut up and let it happen.
Yeah.
Be cool. So
be cool about it. Be cool, man. Come on, be groovy. Yeah. So these are things that lead to higher rates of crime. More guns, more booze, terrible economy. People get really desperate. And during this time, social programs took a big budget hit. Mm-hmm. They have not recovered since then. A lot of programs that were for people that helped people in their communities, it gave them a place to go outside of their homes. Like, these budgets have been slashed and they haven't returned 2+ years later. And these programs work. Yeah. There are decades and decades of data showing strong correlation to it reducing crimes of desperation. But this doesn't make for juicy news, yeah, especially around the midterms.
Totally.
It's sadly just politics. And I just thought this story, though it's not really groundbreaking in any way. I mean, I guess the fact that we don't have any crime stats this year is pretty different.
Yeah.
Compared to previous years. But this election next week is really, really important. And I just want people to be aware when you hear others talking about crime statistics, please let them know.
Yeah.
Please let them know. And everyone needs to just go vote.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Bring everyone you know to go vote because things are getting really scary.
Yes.
That Trump tweet about like Jewish Americans. Did you see that shit?
Yes, I did. Yes. Before it's too late. Yeah.
Before it's too, like, he said this out loud. Like he said, like he, what?
For all the world to see.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram and I thought, I'm like, no, like what? He wouldn't do that. I know.
I mean, he's like openly courting QAnon at this point. Like, you know, before it was sort of like everyone knew what was happening, but we weren't talking about it. But now he's just like, no, it's cool. Q, they're my buddies.
It's really, really scary. I'm worried that if the Republicans can get in large numbers, they're just going to start having their own little witch trial. They're going to be having their own hearings about, I don't know, Hillary Clinton's emails or whatever nonsense they believe to be true. And it's just, it's going to be really toxic, even more toxic than it is now. And I don't want to scare everyone, but you need to be a little bit scared.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
like, this is a real fear as opposed to the crime wave.
Yeah. This congressional race means so much for going forward with the whole, you know, Roe v. Wade thing and certain states, you know, Michigan, it's going to be on the ballot and stuff. So if we can just get out there and vote.
Yeah. Just get out there and vote.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. Everyone just needs to come vote.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, you've got a little bit of time left. If you're listening to this the day it comes out on Halloween, we're scaring you. It's very spooky. But like, go research the candidates that are going to be on your ballot. Because, you know, in these elections, a lot of times you're voting for a lot of different things. So
all
make
sorts
sure
of
you know.
Races. Yeah. Judges are super important.
Yeah, exactly. So just
everything
go on
is super important now.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I guess fortunately and unfortunately, a lot of people have outed themselves as courting fascism, if not just being fascist. So these people aren't shy about it. So if you are researching people, it's easy. Go to their Twitter, see what they've been talking about, and just let everyone know.
Yeah. And it's not as simple a lot of times. as like voting just Democrat or Republican. Like you have to actually
know,
because there's different people on the ballot. Mm-hmm. So it's important to know like who is the most progressive or who has values that most align with yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before
don't
you
be
choose.
Like me in 20, what I think it was 2004. I would just vote for all of the women. That was my strategy. And I got that strategy from my mother. She's like, just vote for the woman. I'm like, look at that, you with simplicity.
There is something to that. You know what I mean? Like I have been known to look at a ballot and be like, okay, who's like a woman or a person of color or like, you know, they're a gay person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that is not a final determination though. You do have to like actually make sure like, oh, is this a gay guy that's like loves the police?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's that dude in Herschel Walker?
Oh dear.
That man, again, they are not sending their best, but they're
and yet he's doing very well.
Very
he's,
well.
It's neck and neck.
Yeah. And what's his fucking face? Dr. Oz is doing well. He's riding that crime shit.
No,
he's rising. Yes, he's rising the polls. He has two new attack ads out, basically saying that I forget who he's running against. Is like a gangbanger.
Oh, good fucking God.
Because he has tattoos and it's bad. It's really bad. I'm like, oh, and also, oh my God, I saw this yesterday. There was a video of Dr. Oz, like he had this town hall, air quotes around town hall, in a black church. And most of the people in the church were news media. There were only about like 10 people. And he was comforting this one black woman as she cried about crime stats. And she is on his staff.
I read about that too. Yeah.
Trash. Mm-hmm. On his staff. Like the damage has already been done because these things come out after the fact and people, they can't help but have that knee jerk reaction.
Totally.
And it's so disgusting that, they target the black community like this. But
yeah,
tales out of time, I guess.
And that commercial that you had me watch is like so, they know their audience and they know who is going to respond to that.
Yep.
And those are the people that would vote for them anyways. So
yeah,
they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Those are the people who will never find out that half of those images were old or, I mean, it looks so old to me.
But even if they did find out, they would be like, well, she's still weak on crime. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it wouldn't matter if they knew. They saw it already. They've already, it's like swayed them already.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but I really think that a lot of people, I don't know, maybe I'm being cynical, but I feel like a lot of those people that would see that ad and be swayed by it would not change their mind if they knew some of it was not from here or whatever.
I think some people would be upset that some of the footage was from Oakland. Like, this person tried to pull a fast one on me. This person thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah. I hope so. I just feel like they're, I'm going to shut up.
All right. I mean, you're from upstate New York. You would know. I guess you have the most.
People who want to hate on like urban areas and people of color for crime and would see that commercial and would be so scared by it that they would, that would be what would cause them to vote for someone like that.
Yeah.
It's fear. You know what I mean? I don't want my car to be broken into. I don't want my life to be disrupted by crime. So I have to vote against. It's not going to, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's not rational.
Yeah.
It's emotional.
But I just feel like once they've already, that emotion has already been stirred in them, they're like, well.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I hope you're wrong, but
me
maybe.
Me too. Honestly. But yeah, just those people are out there. So your vote matters because you have to counteract that.
Vote. Yeah. Encourage everyone you know to vote. It's really, really, really not a game this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
go get some candy and
vote.
yes. Eat candy and vote, y'all. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lurzel,
Stephanie Domingo,
signing off. Thank you so much to our new audio editor, Dev. We could not do this without him.
Nope.
It'd be terrifying.
Look at yes. you. High in.
Happy Halloween. Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. And make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you're not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.